Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats continue to lay claims that opponents of their election federalization legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, are rooted in racism, and there is somehow a portion of the population that still lacks a right to vote. Representative Joyce Beatty, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, refers back to the Obama election to push her cause.
They understand victory. They saw a black president elected because they voted. And they stood in line for 5 to 7 hours to vote.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
It is Orwellian doublespeak to invoke the concept of voting rights to mean ballot harvesting or prohibiting voter ID or having taxpayers fund elections.
The Pew Research Center has reported 2/3 of registered American voters turned out in the 2020 general election, casting nearly 158.4 million ballots. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As lawmakers get back to work, President Biden won't likely succeed in his push to overturn the filibuster in a move needed for Democrats' voting legislation and other partisan legislation to be passed. Republican Representative Bill Johnson from Ohio on Newsmax.
Well, I certainly hope that it fails. The states under the Constitution, the state legislatures are the ones that have the sole authority to manage our federal elections. That's the way our country has worked since its founding. That's the way it should work now. I don't believe the president's going to be successful in getting Schumer to overturn the filibuster. And you know what's so interesting, Emma, is that the Democrats used the filibuster over 300 times in the last time that Democrats were in the minority.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As more Americans disapprove of President Biden's pandemic response, his polling numbers reflect a negative impact on the administration.
As President Joe Biden approaches his one-year anniversary in office, results of a new survey show many people believe he has not handled the coronavirus pandemic as well as his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. This according to a new Redfield and Wilton Strategy survey. The survey conducted January 8th and 9th shows 44% of Americans disapprove of Biden's overall performance. It also mirrors other national polls that show Biden quickly slipping in public favor. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Some people are reporting a loss of smell after they had COVID-19.
Scientists say whether or not you lose your sense of smell after getting COVID-19 could depend on your genetic makeup. This discovery could bring experts closer to finding treatments for the virus. As many as 1.6 million people in the United States still have a change in their ability to smell 6 months after contracting COVID. 23andMe researchers conducting the study as part of a larger COVID project using a large body of participants who had done a 23andMe test already. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
First round of the NFL wildcard playoffs concluded Monday night with the Los Angeles Rams advancing. Divisional playoffs continue Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. Paul Kangor getting ready to come on the show here. But before we do, I want to set it up with what Joe Biden himself said. I mean, he is so quotable, and it makes no matter, you know, who he quotes. It's a wonder. You know, I often say that people self-indict. All you have to do is listen to them. And this is what the president said about the vote. He channeled his Joseph Stalin. When he said this about the elections, he says, it doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. I think we found that out in the 2020 elections. Dr. Paul Kangor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Did he actually say that? Wow.
He actually said, it's who counts the votes. And I'm going, where did that come from? I mean,
yeah, that's like
Castro
speak. Yeah,
exactly. He just picks it up from the past. And, poor Joe Biden, I don't know if he's ever said anything on his own creatively that wasn't plagiarized or, you know, taken from the wrong place. But his staff, you know, doesn't even have enough control, even though they've got him controlled and boxed in as much as possible, to keep him from making statements like that. I mean, and especially after, you know, people's wounds and nerves are still very raw about 2020, and we're looking at a midterm, and they're wondering what's going on, and right now it looks like a civil war almost starting to, you know, come up, you know, within the Democrats' ranks, and it does not bode well for them. And looks like there should be quite the shellacking. But, you know, anymore, I think people are open for, more surprises, especially coming from this Democratic Party.
Yeah, well, the Democratic Party has long known that it does matter more who counts the votes than who votes.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party has been the party of political corruption with vote counting for over a century. I mean, people who, the concerns that were raised in 2020 and Democrats who after 4 years from 2016 to 2020 did nothing but complain that Trump and the Russians stole the 2016 election, right? And then all of a sudden Republicans want to question what happened in 2020, and then Democrats lose their minds and say you can't ever question the legitimacy of any elections. Like, wait a second, we're just taking a cue from you guys and what you've done for the last 4 years. But it was so ironic, the Democrats, it was so ironic them claiming that in 2016 because the Democratic Party, the party of unions, and unions have been notorious for this. I live in Pennsylvania. It's not just unions in Western Pennsylvania and the steel workers in Pittsburgh, but go to the East, Philadelphia. Philadelphia might be more crooked than Chicago. In fact, speaking of Chicago, what happened in the 1960 election with JFK and Richard Nixon is notorious.
Exactly. When that came out, they just so put it out there like it was, you know, like Harry Reid going, well, he didn't get elected, did he? You know, even though he lied about Mitt Romney, you know, so smugly. Well, you know, it worked because he didn't get elected when he lied about his taxes and stuff like that. And then for them to matter-of-factly say, well, if the truth be known, JFK, became president through voter fraud because of what happened in Chicago, you know, to your point. Yeah. And go, wait a minute, all those years now, you know, you're talking about this stuff. This is absurd. And then, of course, I have a dear friend who worked in Chicago politics for many years, and he said the mantra was, the election wasn't over until they got the cemetery vote.
Right. That's absolutely true. And that 1960 election, Richard Nixon knew right off about all that had gone on, not only in Chicago, but also Texas and even West Virginia. And West Virginia back then, you know, gigantic union state, still is, but now votes like 75-25 for Republicans in presidential elections. Mm-hmm. But it was just rife all over the country. Richard Nixon knew about it, and Richard Nixon said the next morning when shown proof of the Kennedys stealing the election, he said, you know, it's not going to be good for the country. Forget about it. Let's just drop it and move on. Forget about it. I mean, you would never have a Democrat act that way if the Republican had won. That election, I think, was maybe overall national votes, something like 100,000 votes nationally, 110,000 votes.
Yeah.
And I think Chicago alone was split by something like 440,000 votes. So you know, the Democrats have been doing this stuff forever, and that's a side. Here I'm talking about northern, northeastern Democrats. If you want to go to Democrats in the South, well, that's where you have Jim Crow, poll taxes, all of that. So the Democrats have been the party of election fraud and election abuse going back a couple hundred years, and any historian will tell you this, right?
That's the thing that blows. Yeah, and that blows me away is that here you've got the president, you know, again, channeling past Democrats talking about voter rights.
Right.
He says, who do you want to align yourself with? All these guys that were cheaters and everything else. They go, well, yeah, they were Democrats.
And by the way, Biden being an old Paul from Delaware, going back to the 1970s, a guy never had a job in the private sector. He's been in politics forever. So Biden actually remembers all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So like your typical modern day millennial Democrat on Twitter or whatever, you know, democracy, democracy, democracy.
Yes.
You know, whatever their knowledge of elections is about a year old. But Biden knows all about ballot stuffing and unions. So Biden actually knows this stuff. He remembers the old way and the old stuff that went on. And myself as somebody born and raised in Pittsburgh, the alliance between the unions and the Democratic Party has just been ugly, ugly forever. The Republicans were always seen as the kind of Northeastern Rockefeller stuff suits, right? The kind of country club guys. And, you know, there might have been a lot of bad things you could say about it, but they would never dare think about, you know, getting their hands grimy and dirty by rigging elections. You know, this wasn't something that Republicans did. Right.
Yeah, they have a tendency to count all their strokes on the golf course.
Exactly.
The Republicans.
That's right. Yeah. All kinds of other different criticisms and stereotypes of Republicans, but that wasn't one of them. You know, the Democrats have always been the party of electoral abuse.
Yeah, this is amazing, and now they're trying to codify it all the more. And this is the thing. See, 2020 was the perfect storm for them to exercise all these things that have been pent up over the years of ballot stuffing and everything. And here it is. You've got Eric Holder et al. And these band of attorneys, these Democrat attorneys, storming the state houses to get their way. And, shame on the Republicans for allowing this to happen, because in a sense, they they went along with this program that violated the whole election process and invalidated, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes, I would say, Paul.
Well, that's right. And now the party of Jim Crow, the Democrats, are blaming the Republicans, calling them the party of Jim Crow. How ironic.
Don't you love that? I mean, the old saying of, you know, you point one finger one way, you got to be careful, you got three coming back the other way. But, you know, they have no shame, you know, because like in the words of Harry Reid, well, he didn't get elected. And that's kind of their attitude. It's all about the election. Forget about the economy or anything else. It's who's counting the votes. More from Dr. Paul Kengor after
this. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 75 years of global radio outreach, we are truly humbled by the way God is using the Tide Ministry to draw people into His loving embrace. It's exciting to hear from people around the world about how they first heard the gospel through one of our radio programs. Our Diamond Vision first aims to amplify our outreach so even more people can hear about Jesus. We've defined Magnify as the second facet of the Tide Diamond Vision. We are extremely grateful for the generous support donors joyfully provide, and Magnify defines how we hope to build on that foundation by raising awareness and inspiring more people to engage with us and shine the light of Christ into hearts shrouded in spiritual darkness. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to magnify local support and engage donors across North America so that more people may hear the good news, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
He's a professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Dr. Paul Ken Gore continues with us. Paul, as we were saying in the initial segment, all tea leaves and all signs within the Democratic Party. I mean, you've got the left really tearing at the inner fabric of the Democratic Party. I mean, these policies are unsustainable. Biden has got his hat handed to him. I mean, last week was a miserable week for him. I mean, he couldn't get out of his own way. And, and now you got Doug Schoen writing a commentary going, hey, we need Hillary in 2024. I mean, who would have thunk that, there would be the return of Hillary possibly? And I can only imagine, over this past year that she's been in her bedroom kicking her heels going, why Joe? Why Joe? Not me. Why Joe? You know, she just absolutely just losing her mind over Joe Biden and what a mess he's made of it. And she's even been critical. I mean, the guy hasn't even finished. He just barely finished a year of his first of his administration. And you've got, I mean, forget about the Republicans. I mean, the Democrats themselves are, throwing darts at him.
Yeah, well, Hillary, she got to be careful what she says there. I mean, Hillary got 66 million votes in 2016, and Biden got 81 million. Now those numbers were obviously inflated by mail-in balloting, and which is just a disaster and really potential for a huge amount of fraud. But I mean, these are some of the most amazing statistics, Bill, in the history of electoral politics in the United States. In 2016, Hillary got 66 million votes. Trump got 62. And then in 2020, Trump went from 62 to 75 million. I mean, that is amazing. 62 yes. to 75 million. So that's an over 20% increase by Trump in 4 years. I'd have to go back and look at this, but I don't think there's anybody even remotely close in the history of America who increased their vote total at incumbent by over 20% and lost.
Wow. Exactly. With an economy that's thriving, although we were dealing with COVID, but regardless, I mean, in 4 years, what he did for energy independence and what he was doing for the everyman, lowest numbers of unemployment, people were happier than ever. Our southern border was secure. Our enemies were in check. But the people said, no, we hate Trump so bad because of his tweets and because he's not an angel that we have got to go with Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, well, and the difference between Sleepy Joe and Hillary, and I warned conservatives about this in 2019, 2020, that people didn't hate Biden like they did Hillary, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Biden was seen as this kind of nice guy. He's been around for a long time. All right, he seems kind of sleepy, maybe even creepy, right? But he's not Hillary, right? Which is all a warning, I think, for 2024 with Doug Schoen and others getting behind Hillary. You sure you want to run Hillary in 2024? Trump is looks like he's planning to run again. Hillary Trump rematch. I wouldn't bet on Hillary in that. I'm here in rural Western Pennsylvania. I was driving around 2 days ago through Amish country and everywhere else. There are not only Trump signs still up, but
exactly.
I was seeing signs. Yeah, I saw a giant homemade Trump sign that said, "We're going to win for the third time in 2024." That some guy painted on the side of his garage. So the Trump people are already gearing up. I don't think the Democrats want to run Hillary in 2024.
No.
And that gets to another question. Well, who are they going to run? And it's the far left of their party. And this group concerns Doug Schoen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hillary, James Carville. Are you going to run a Kamala Harris type? You going to run AOC? You going to run somebody who is less a Democrat than a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, which is what AOC is, Ilhan Omar is, Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib. So, and that gets back to your original point, Bill. There's a civil war here within the Democratic Party between
exactly.
the kind of far left, the more moderate left. And as we're seeing, the problem with the so-called moderates, somebody like Biden, and even at one point somebody like Hillary, it turns out that they're not very moderate at all. right?
No, exactly.
And they implement these policies on energy and everything else that are so far left that it's driving his approval numbers down into the 30s.
Exactly. So, unheard of. Yeah, this is unheard of. Yeah, without a doubt. And I think the other thing that is hurting them, you know, in terms of their credibility, I mean, Paul, they just flat out lie to people. I mean, you can do anything, you know, people are pretty forgiving. But when they come to the realization that you flat out lied to them, this is what the poll numbers are showing. I think they've created a big mountain for them. And to think that Hillary is the alternative, I mean, like what happened in the last, 5 years? Did she go out and have a personality change, some kind of surgery for a personality adjustment or something? She wasn't likable then. She's never been likable, and that was the big thing that came out after everything. All the Democrats said, "Well, yeah, reason she nobody likes her," and they go, "Well, let's bring her back."
Well, they feel lied to also on the COVID issue, and there are a lot of people now, including Democrats I know of, who are never going to trust the CDC ever again, and the federal government with information on healthcare. I mean, I'm meeting now a lot of liberals who are really outraged that they're going to be required to do a third booster shot, right? And they're like, wait a second, you know, I did the first one and everything, and now I've gotten a third booster and I have COVID.
Yes, right.
I have COVID. So why do I need another booster now? Not only are the boosters not working, but now I've also already had COVID. And you're going to require me to do, and a lot of them too, they're starting to watch alternative media stuff. Some of these doctors, right? Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, and some of the others. And they see that they can't even have candid conversations with Fauci and the CDC about their health care. So the COVID thing that helped them at one time, I think that's beginning to hurt them now too. And they've got to think that Biden is just so out of it on this issue. Remember, Bill, like 2 years ago, Donald Trump was holding press conferences every day on COVID. Mm-hmm. With Deborah Burke and Tony Fauci, and the liberals didn't like whatever he said about that, or he wasn't holding enough press conferences, or he was talking too long, or he wasn't talking enough. Biden doesn't hold a press conference at all on COVID. Never.
Right.
Never.
Yes, exactly. Now, you're exactly right, Paul. And, the people are doing what Joe Biden has said. You know, he said, well, you know, go to Google. Go to Google for your answers. Well, the thing is, they're starting to go to Google for a lot more than just about COVID, about, these things that the Democrats have been putting out there for so long. And they're realizing, oh, my God, there's a contrarian viewpoint. Oh, that contrarian viewpoint has some validity. We're being lied to. And I think this is what is unraveling the Democratic Party. Now, they're trying to hold on to Omicron, this latest iteration of COVID, for as long as they can. And right now they've got an uphill battle because people have had enough of it, to your point. It's like, okay, we started out, it's going to be 15 days to stop the spread, and 15 days went into weeks, now months, now years, and this is absurd. And at the end of the day, like you said, hey, I've been vaccinated, been boosted, boosted again, and I'm still getting COVID. What is this? What is this thing all about? Then you hear Joe's words saying, you know, elect me president, and I will kill this virus. Right.
Right. Right.
How do you like him now?
Yeah, and some of the skeptics, Dr. Malone and others, they just slap them with misinformation labels and don't even explain why. Mm. And people are outraged by this. It's censorship.
Well, and thank God we've got local doctors who are still out there, Paul, taking care of people and keeping them out of hospitals with these therapeutics that are available, even though the government is not behind it 100%. And, of course, this is such a mess. I mean, like you said, there's such a clear contrast between this administration and the previous one. We had Operation Warp Speed, and I don't know what you call this latest operation to get all these quick tests out there. You know, Operation Slow Speed.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Unbelievable. But look, at the contrast is clear, and it's up to we the people on the midterms and be prepared because,
They're going to go all out. It's not going to be easy. Dr. Paul Kendall, thank you for being with us.
30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-87 and Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats continue to lay claims that opponents of their election federalization legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, are rooted in racism, and there is somehow a portion of the population that still lacks a right to vote. Representative Joyce Beatty, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, refers back to the Obama election to push her cause.
They understand victory. They saw a black president elected because they voted. And they stood in line for 5 to 7 hours to vote.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
It is Orwellian doublespeak to invoke the concept of voting rights to mean ballot harvesting or prohibiting voter ID or having taxpayers fund elections.
The Pew Research Center has reported 2/3 of registered American voters turned out in the 2020 general election, casting nearly 158.4 million ballots. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Oh, you're going to like this next topic. We're going to have with Jeff Kemp. I'm sure when he saw it come across his email, he's going, oh, goodness. Martinez has really put me in the crosshairs on this one. The topic is, when did you realize it was not your job to fix your spouse? Oh, mucho caliente, let me tell you. Okay, just calm down just a minute, because we're going to put this right where it belongs in just a moment here. Jeff Kemp, the former NFL quarterback, and you say, what do NFL quarterbacks have to do with marriage and relationships? This is where Jeff's heart has been, really. Even from day one, he was wired this way about relationships. And, of course, God's been using him and his ministry to deal with family issues and marriage and counseling and, you know, things about, you know, things from the Word of God. And interestingly enough, in a culture right now that wants to resist. You know, Jeff, I got to bring you on here right now. I know you're probably taking a deep breath and go, oh, God, give me the words. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. And that's a good prayer all the time. Oh, God, give me the words, give me the actions, and give me the attitude of humility to be able to handle this radio interview and be able to handle my marriage and be able to handle our day. So God, help us. I hope you can handle your radio show with God's wisdom, which takes humility. But I love this topic. I think, you know what? You said that I was a football player, but I've been committed to marriage. I needed so much help when I got married 38 years ago to Stacy, to make our marriage strong. And we got so much mentoring, so much coaching, so much biblical content. And we started sharing that with the other people on our team and then our teams because we got traded. Mm-hmm. And we brought them in our home and we watched these videos from Gary Smalley and said, hey, we're not fixed, but we're getting help. Do you want to go through these with us? Mm-hmm. And that began our life of marriage investing. And I think that it's good for people to stop right now and think about marriage and realize the reason it's not doing well in our society and in our own lives is because we take a consumer approach to it instead of an investor approach.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of Gary, I just spoke last Friday with his son, Greg. You know, Gary has since passed, as you know. Mm-hmm. And Greg has picked up the mantle, and Erin, I think she gets really nervous when you know when Greg and I talk,
because
we go to the edges. We go to the edges. You know, it's like we're full spear to roam, man. I'm telling you. But hey, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and he keeps us out of the briars as best we can. But we're dealing with these tough questions, just like you say, and you know, because guys, our nature is we want to fix things. I mean, we got tool belts. You know, there's a problem. You know, we got the solution. We got this, honey. Don't worry. And, boy, but when it comes to our spouses, you know, God has a different prescription that is counter what we would say would be the male nature.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important to remember that God is a God of relationships. He made us human beings for a relationship. And the best relationship is oneness, where you identify with and attach yourself to and become symbiotically committed to that person. That's the way God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are with each other.
Yeah.
And that's why he says that husband and wife become one. And that's a picture of God's loving character. And secondly, his love for us, the church. That,
exactly.
And Jesus was willing to die for us when we didn't want it or deserve it.
Yeah.
So if you have a big picture of marriage for God's blueprints, Then you can say, okay, so we really need God's help to do this, don't we? Okay, so maybe God's mission in this is not to make me happy, but to make me more like Jesus. And maybe mm-hmm. some of the challenges and frustrations of our marriage, her imperfections, his imperfections, my own, are meant to help me depend on God and change my character to become more like Jesus. And I think all of us know that when you complained about something in your spouse, pointed out the negative, criticized it, was sarcastic, and tried to change them, fix them, punish them, critique them, you got bad results, right? It did not help.
Yes.
So the only person that you can directly change is you.
Yes.
And you can only change with Jesus's help. It's humility-based. Once you change, the dynamic of the relationship changes, and that's the way to love your spouse, by working on yourself, praying for them, being honest with them, not hiding issues, but not trying to fix them as much as, hey, let's make the relationship better. And you know, here's a great Gary Smalley question that he used to give to guys. He goes, are you too cheap or embarrassed to go to marriage counseling? Hey, don't worry. You've got a private, free, built-in marriage counselor, your wife.
Yeah.
Just ask her at a moment where there's a decent mood,
mm-hmm.
0 to 10, hey, babe, how's our relationship doing? And then when she says, you know, 3, and you thought it was an 8, don't roll your eyes and say, come on, it's at least a 6. Accept what she says, say thank you, and then ask this question. What would it take to move our relationship closer to a 10?
Yeah.
Right there, you just got some marriage coaching, some husbanding advice, some tips on playing the game in your marriage as a husband, or you could do the same thing as a wife to your husband. 0 to 10, how's that relationship? And what do you think would move it closer to a 10? And then keep in mind what they said. That's your game plan. And then ask God to help you put that game plan into practice.
Exactly.
I'll give an example. Recently, my wife told me that I've pretty much been a gentle guy my whole life, forgetful, ADD, not the biggest helper around the house. She needed to remind me, you know, four times to do something. But lately, I'm a little bit more of a servant, and I might even be a little less forgetful. But when she critiques me or says, you didn't do this, or says I've hurt her feelings, I get really bristly. Mm. And she said, you know what? For some reason, you've become harsh in those instances, something you never were before. Because I don't need you to be perfect and never, you know, do things wrong. I just need you to know when you hurt my feelings and care about that, care about me, and apologize sooner rather than, you know, delaying it, defending it, making it worse. And that I am a good eventual apologizer, but lately I haven't been as good of an immediate apologizer. So my wife gave me that advice. And you know what? It's good advice. And I'm improving our marriage.
I'll tell you what crushes me, Jeff, just what Stacy just said to you. You know, you hurt me. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that when you hear those words coming from your wife.
You hurt me.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. That's devastating.
Well, we men feel like failures, and that's my problem. Yeah. I don't want to feel like a failure, particularly in the most important thing in my life, my marriage.
Yes.
So I kind of spin things in a way that says it wasn't really my fault. She was too sensitive. She overreacted, blah, blah, blah. I didn't.
Yeah, honey, what's the matter? You can't handle the blitz, huh? Come on, read my book.
I'm not quite that bad.
Well, that's okay, because I could just picture the book flying across the living room after that statement. Right. Of course, that's my statement. It's not Jeff's, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, I'm just being a smart aleck, but go ahead.
So I want to. You and I want to give people hope. We're not here to critique them and say, oh, you're messing up your marriage. You should do better. Be more like Jesus. You know, you got to be an investor. You're acting like a consumer. Or if someone is divorced, that they should feel guilty. No, God has forgiven the past, and he wants to grow you and move you forward from this day forward. We want to say there's hope. And the hope is in focusing on what God can do to change your character, to invest in your spouse, learn from them, give them the best experience possible, and that will start changing the dynamic of your relationship.
Yeah, it's amazing how when your perspective changes, Jeff, it's amazing what that does. It's that old saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. I changed that to say obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal. And when we realize what God's goal is about this incredible institution called marriage, it's to be a blessing that we can complete one another. It is an awesome vision that he has for us. Jeff Kemp, NFL former quarterback and ministry leader, has been with us. Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, Ms. Dobbs. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent. Someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty.
You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. My good friend Kevin Jessup is with us. He is the Return co-founder and pastor, and we're going to talk about 10 days ago, the renewal took place, restoring America's founding covenant. Kevin, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. It's great to be with you again. Praise God that we serve a Adonai El Olam, the everlasting covenant-keeping God.
Amen. Amen. Exactly. Well, this was a time to bring God back into focus, to give him praise and glory. And, you know, if we're going to get this country back on track, we must come back to God.
Amen. You know, there's no other solution. Jesus Christ is the only solution, and he is everything. He's our source. He's our resource. He's our healer. He's our banner. He's our shield. He's our covering. He's our rock. He's everything. There is, I mean, this is what we talk about, living by faith, being led by the Spirit of God. He is everything. And that may sound crazy to some people, but the scripture says the government rests upon his shoulders. And when he's coming, and he is coming back, it's going to be a glorious time. He will rule and reign from Jerusalem. And we're on the verge of changing from the dispensation of grace or the church age into the millennial age. And I'm not a prognosticator, so I can't give you dates, but I know that we're on the verge. The Bible says there are signs like the men of Issachar in 1 Chronicles 12:32. Understand the times. And exactly. Matthew 24 and Revelation 13 tells us the signs of the times. So we're there. We're in the neighborhood, Bill.
Well, Jesus even mocked the people of his time, you know, the Pharisees there, and saying, wait a minute, you guys understand the weather. You understand the signs. Don't you think that the universe operates in its totality with a lot more than that? And how do you miss these signs? I mean, these obvious signs. And here he is, God, you know, Emmanuel amongst us.
and they missed their appointed time. And lest we miss our appointed time, we need to understand, and I think that what we have gone through in the last couple of years with COVID, Kevin, we can thank God for this, because it's causing people to reassess and realize that it is not, you know, politics is not their God. I mean, there are forces, yeah. There are elite political forces that want us to do the big exchange, you know, our God for their God. And some people have said, my goodness, I messed up. Well, it's okay, because God has a solution when we mess up, right? We come to God, we admit we messed up, and we humble ourselves, ask for forgiveness, and God is faithful, because He's a covenant-keeping God. He's faithful to forgive us, and He'll heal our land. And that's what we're waiting for, you know, until He comes again finally to take over as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and the true one-world government comes into play, right?
Well, that's what we did on January the 8th at the Strawberry Festival in Florida. We had Carter Conlon and Kent Christmas and Jonathan Kahn and so many great people, Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, Michelle Bachman, the list goes on and on. We had the Isaacs and Guy Penrod. It's all, you can watch the whole thing live on the website, therenewal2022.org. We had nearly 12 million people viewing across 117 platforms in 64 nations. Thousands of people, and you can still go to the site, therenewal2022.org. Thousands of people joined them in signing the new covenant, the Mayflower Compact. It was just incredible. We had a prayer tent there, Bill. 300 people were standing in line to get into the prayer tent. We had photography and videographers in there, kind of hidden on the side, and we filmed salvations, rededications, incredible healings, deliverances. Let me tell you, God is still on the throne. He holds everything in His hand, and He's still in the business of breaking the chains of sin and saving people, healing people, redeeming people, restoring people, and we saw that in mass at the renewal. So God is still working, and we're about to see the greatest move of God in the history of the world with this latter rain outpouring, and I can't wait to get on to the next thing that God's called us, this next assignment, and I'm very excited about what God is doing.
Isn't that further proof, you know, the prayer tent? I mean, the fact that people are coming into a prayer tent looking for answers. I mean, that's quite telling, Kevin. I mean, that really says, I mean, again, that's another one of those signs that people are looking and searching for the truth. Because, in a sense, as I was explaining to another pastor here a couple of weeks ago, is that we're like that drowning person in the ocean. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I grew up on the beach. And, you know, you'd watch lifeguards sitting up there in their stand, and people would be drowning, you know, be out there in the water and drowning. And you go, hello. Guy drowning, what are you doing? And he's, well, I'm just waiting. You're waiting, he's drowning. No, you got to wait until he gets all the fight out of him, then I can go and save him. If I go on right now, we'll both drown. And this is kind of like where we are as a culture and as a people. And not that God could overpower anything in that sense, is that we've got to get all the fight out of us, all the me out of us, to allow God to come in 100% and take over totally, right?
Amen. You know, it's less of me and more of God, more of Him. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded when you talked about that, the shipwreck at Malta, you know, Paul told them he came, and in 1 minute he went from being captive to being captain. And he told them, send your strong swimmers first. And when they get to shore, hip deep in water, tell them to turn around and look for those that are floundering. And you'll save every soul on board. And that's exactly what happened. So God is calling the strong swimmers, those of us who are walking in this and being led by the Spirit of God, to look for those who are having trouble. And there are so many out there that are hungry and thirsty for solutions. And Jesus Christ is the only solution. And we're tripping over ourselves to save people. They're everywhere. And people are hungry for the truth. And Amen. It's not in the military, it's not in education, it's not in D.C. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is the answer, period.
Right. Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Kevin, again, another one of those signs is we know that politics is downstream the culture. And people are incensed with politics. And I'm saying, well, look in the mirror. You know, this is a reflection of the culture. And to your point, this is why people are turning to God and beginning to turn to God in rapid numbers, because they realize what they turned to before is not working.
And, Bill, this is a global pandemic. I mean, this is what we're seeing is global in nature. It's not just the United States. You know, I have Steve Cicalante, pastor from Australia, here. He's on a flight to Australia. Mm-hmm. He left this morning, and he was telling me about what's happening in Australia. It's unbelievable, and that is now here in the state of Washington. Here, I know that they're arresting people who refused to take the vaccination and putting them in COVID camps. I mean, this is crazy. So the scripture talks about all of this in these last days. But here's the thing that this COVID has done. It's cleaned out the church. You know, I've always said that the Lord was going to do three things. And number one, he's going to cleanse the temple like he did the first time he came. Before he comes again, he's going to cleanse his church.
And it always starts there, right?
Happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the judgment starts in the house of God. We're watching churches close down like crazy. We're watching those that have compromised the gospel walk away from it. They're leaving and shutting down. So there's a cleansing. There's a separation taking place right now in the church. Number two, there is a time where Jesus says, from the time of the Israelites through the times of the prophets and the judges, even into Hebrews, the New Testament, it says there's yet to be a rest to be entered into. God is allowing his bride now to enter into that final rest. And that rest is based upon the finished work of the cross. He did it all. We don't have to do anything. Christ finished the work. And when we rest in that, we have confidence. And thirdly, he's infusing a strong backbone of faith into believers. There's no fear. I have zero fear, Bill. I just have faith because the Lord Jesus Christ said he never changes. Yesterday, today, and forever, his word is, there's no shadow of turning with him. He's the same. His promises are true and amen. He's faithful. He said he'll never leave us or forsake us. We can cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. I do it every day. I repent every day. I live a life of repentance. And I'm, like you said, less of me, more of him. And that's exactly what the Lord is doing. He's cleansing his temple. He's allowing his bride to enter into the rest. And he's infusing her with faith and no fear. And this is
Kevin, I'm sensing a call for unity. God is asking those who are called by his name to come into alignment and in agreement with the Holy Trinity because of this new movement that is breaking through right now. And this is so critical because this is a call, again, for our appointed time. Jesus wept over Jerusalem for one reason. It broke his heart to see, you know, God's creation missing out. And missing out on their appointed time. And to your point with all this, with, you know, with the return and the renewal and all that's going on right now, it's to get us back on track, to get us in agreement with God Almighty, is it not?
You know, this is so true, Bill. It's the ecclesia, which means the church, the bride. You know, before the foundations of the earth, Jesus has been waiting for this very moment in time where he could come and invade and inhabit his people, his bride. He's looking for his bride. So denominational walls are being broken down. We're watching whole denominations begin to fade away. We're watching the bride of Christ, not only in America, but in Russia, China, Iran, India, all around the world, they're coming together in this incredible unity of the Spirit. You're watching the bride of Christ come together, like John 17 says, and denominational walls are going away. And there's an understanding in the Spirit, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, say the Lord.
Kevin, we got to leave it there. We're going to direct everybody to the renewal2022.org. Kevin Jessup, thank you.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is...